This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
The Des Moines Register reported that one of its reporters was arrested in late May while covering a George Floyd protest. And within about the past week, the paper said some 150 names were signed to a petition asking the charges be dropped. The reporter, 24-year-old Andrea Sahori, was covering a demonstration that turned to looting at a mall when a Des Moines police officer pepper sprayed and arrested her. So this is one of the hazards of working in journalism today, I guess, is not just the fact that you could possibly be pepper sprayed, but also arrested and then have charges filed against you. I would think at some point the police and the prosecutors would determine this is a reporter who's working, who's trying to cover a story, and we'll let the person go. I'm amazed that it got to the point of charges being filed.
And this is, unfortunately, Rich, certainly not an isolated case. This has been repeating itself over the last few months since demonstrations have spawned across the country, unfortunately. And you can watch your nightly news where, in essence, where a reporter is there, they're labeled as a reporter. They have the implements of being a reporter, notebook, hand, recorders, and so forth, saying, I'm press, as the police and law enforcement are approaching them, and they're being handcuffed and trampled, and they're being completely disavowed of their First Amendment rights. So this is certainly not an isolated case, what happened in the Des Moines area, and it's being repeated throughout the country. And it just speaks to the fact that the law enforcement officials in Des Moines and elsewhere are trying to literally trample reporters' First Amendment rights to be there to cover an event, to cover something that's potentially newsworthy, that has an impact for its viewers and readers. And they're basically being quashed and censored and by trying to apprehend them and arrest them. And this is yet another problem that we need to confront when dealing with it's not dealing with the media, but it's allowing the media their First Amendment rights.
Yeah, as I've asked on this program before, Rajvi, what are police trying to hide that they want to remove journalists from the scene?
It's very simple and straightforward. They're just pretty much controlling the narrative of what's being reported from certain places. And that's just, Will just mentioned, it's just not one isolated incident in a part of the country. You know, from the East Coast to West Coast, there have been several incidents of journalists being targeted, beaten, pepper sprayed, tear gassed, even blinded because of the atrocities. I mean, in terms of targeting directly at media reporters and journalists. And as Will just pointed out, I mean, it is a pure violation of the freedom of speech and the press that's enshrined in our constitution. And, you know, This is something that only happens in third world countries, you know, and this is happening in America. It's really unheard of, at least into my personal knowledge and opinion. Like, you know, in the last two or three decades, like, we have not witnessed anything of the sort where journalists are being targeted by the law enforcement. In fact, it should be the other way around, because the law enforcement are not like, oh, man, I just did this by accident. All these people were arrested during live reporting. The CNN reporter was arrested during live reporting. So they cannot say, oh, I know, I didn't know he was a journalist or she was a press. No, they don't have that kind of excuse. So this is something that actually is just the same kind of mentality that the leaders of the country are trying to kind of, you know, give the impression to the law enforcement. Okay, the media is the enemy. You know, they are not someone who are now trying to protect the people. They are the enemy. That's the narrative, I think, is the reason for all these targeted attacks on journalists by the law enforcement. I mean, of course, there are law enforcement that are really, and I mean, being very fair and balanced in terms of the approach to the journalist. But of course, you know, this is just not like one or two incidents. It's very rampant across the country. And it definitely says something that the law enforcement does not want the narrative to be published through these media outlets.
And I would think a reporter who is shooting photos or perhaps shooting video might even be able to help police when you have a situation that turns to looting. So I don't. It's difficult to comprehend why reporters are being turned into being considered the enemy by some law enforcement authorities.
No, absolutely, Rich. I think this is something that's missing out here, that what the media's role is, and people lack maybe the media literacy to understand that journalists provide context when there is times of chaos like what's happening now. And by having a journalist there as the liaison, the stand-in, to try to make sense of what's going on, seek out the facts of why these protests are going on, what's the backstory, what are the reasons for this, and seeing how their law enforcement is reacting upon someone who's that liaison for the public, that's standing there for the public interest as protected under our First Amendment rights, is something that's very important that people need to understand what's happening here. This is something that's unconstitutional, our ability to learn, to be informed, to have an informed democracy is being interrupted by this.
Also, I want to highlight an important point, which is due to my personal reasons in terms of covering events such as protests and all this kind of stuff. Back in India, you have a lot of media organizations that are actually representing political parties. So what happens is, as a journalist, when I try to go cover an event where they are likely be attacked even by the people, the journalists do not say which media organization they represent, because they just go just to cover the event. Because if they know if it's from this particular television channel or this particular newspaper, the people will think, oh, these are like people who are against our agenda, we should attack them. So people will not disclose their identity. Okay, that's what happens in countries like, some Asia and other countries. But things, even in the United States, if you're representing certain media organization, even the reporters are very scared to go and cover the event, because now it's just not the police who are attacking the journalists. Even the people who are there on the streets are now targeting this media organizations, which is really, really very pathetic situation that the journalists are being, faced in this kind of context, which is really, very disheartening. But this is the reality. So the press is being hounded both by the law enforcement as well as by the people, because some people think, okay, this media is against us, so we should attack them. So they don't understand journalists risk their lives to tell the stories. And right now, they're not only risking to their lives, but also they are also facing this issue of coronavirus and all the other things. They're braving all this to tell the truth, to tell the story to the audience. And they have to face all these hurdles to get the story across to the audience. And it's definitely a challenging time for journalists in the United States.
And that's a really good point, Rajvi, that some demonstrators also target journalists. There are extremists in police forces, and there are extremists in large crowds who, especially in a large crowd situation, think they can get away with something.
You know, in the end of the day, we should be very concerned, if not, in this case, outraged, when the information, the truth that we as citizens of this country have the right to know are being suppressed, and that's the greater injustice. You know, there's issues going around talking about the state of race in this country, and that's a big concern. But it's compiled by the fact that we have some law enforcement, and not all law enforcement, as I think Rajvi effectively pointed out. It's that some here and there that's been repeated, and it's not isolated, that are trying to suppress the truth that's been come of these demonstrations, and I think that's the bigger injustice.
We are going to wrap up our discussion for today. Our listeners can join us again next week here at tspr.org for more of Shop Talk.